Workshop session of the Franklin County Commissioners Court, Monday, February 27th, 2023, at 2 p.m. begins here.
Hi, this is notice of special workshop, 27th day of February, 2023, at 2 o'clock p.m. And we are open here to hear that.
Are we trying to save electricity?
Why?
We have the windows open over here. Right.
Spraying it almost here. We need to get a benefit of it.
Spraying has sprung and so has the window.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's only the delta that you can get out.
I've asked Bob Stinson to come in and talk to us, and you may want to hire him to be our, what? We didn't talk about this building. I just need directions. You've done this, I don't know. I'm telling you, we have done this many times, and I just don't know really where to start. So I want you to kind of just talk to us. We've already got the dirt work done out there.
Right.
We got the dirt outside. And we've got all the frame, we got the roof stuff. I mean, we've got a lot of things. We just need to put it together.
Sure.
And I guess we're going to go out for bids, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Some stuff, because it's more than, what is it, $100,000 or $50,000?
$100,000.
$100,000 on that.
Well, no, it's $50,000 on that particular part of it, but it's $100,000. We have to hire a construction manager, an architect, and engineer for our public work.
Do you do that?
Yeah. We've had help with that several times.
Okay, that's a good deal. So I'll kind of just turn it over to you. What do we need to do? Where do we need to start?
Basically, you know, find out what's out there. You know, I've gone out, the steel's obviously there, the roof's there. I've heard there's troubles with the plumbing, so that.
Yeah, we'll redo the plumbing.
We'll probably just pull that out, which, I mean, it's PVC. It's not a big deal. So then, you know, if we want to make any changes to the plans or whatever we need to do, I'd say that's probably the first thing we want to do, is figure out if you want to change it. The steel's over there, so it won't stay within the confines of what the building was.
Yes.
But past that, you can do anything inside you want to. So we're going to be ripping out the plumbing anyway. If you want to move offices around, put in different types of bathrooms, whatever you want to do. It's all going to be under the steel package, because just looking at it, it's all rigid frames. I think it's all clear span. For the most part, it might be something, but it looks like it's all clear span. So there's nothing load bearing inside of it at all.
Yeah.
So we can move anything around pretty much any way you want to, if you want to rearrange it.
Well, Robert's driven up. Bob drove up right now. we changed, you know, we were going to do a medical facility, but I kind of look at it like this. When we sold the hospital, the Jordan said they were going to build one there, whether they do or not, but we also have Dr. Walker's place sold, and now we've got that place, and what's her name?
Allison
Reels. Doing a heck of a business down there.
TRMC
is down there, so we've got a building down. We've got another medical facility basically in town, so I'm pretty happy with that. And if Sulphur Springs Hospital comes in, like with what Josh was saying, they may build one there too. So I think we're just going to make JP's office, Sue Ann's office, and the constable's office in that building, and then quite a bit of storage
sure.
in too. But he's kind of got it drawn up, and I to show you what we're going to do and everything, and I think you can probably go from there.
That part's easy. I know more than likely you're going to need some sealed drawings by an architect or engineer.
Yes.
The building's under 20,000 feet, so I can seal it with the structural engineer as well as an architect. And I've already talked to the structural engineer and he said he'd be more than willing to work with me. I've been working with him for years.
Okay.
His name's David Gillespie. He was from Dangerfield, but lives in Longview now. So we can get sealed drawings for you. We'll do that way. We'll have to basically get everything ready for permits, and then get it put out for bid. And then we just do public notices, put in the paper, usually a 2-week notice, take all the bids in. We'll do more than likely a closed review meeting. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do an open, you can do a closed. And we can go through the bids that way. Go through them all, see who we want to pick and choose and whatever that way, see if they're qualified or not qualified, because sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically we'll just start doing contracts and get started. The dirt work has been done, the edge formers, we'll probably pull those up and redo all that when we pull out the plumbing anyway. So basically just pull the plumbing out, scrape the dirt or the grass off the dirt, and reset the forms and they should start the plumbing again.
Okay. We're going to also want to put a lift station in because we're going to have to go. The best way to the closest sewer line is behind the sheriff's department. As my daddy would say, crap don't run uphill, mm-hmm. so we've got to. And it was pretty level as it was. But
Mike Browning suggests that we do that from the beginning because he said that way you'll never have a problem. He said you could probably do just the line, but he said.
Well, for that size building, it's not going to be a big lift station. It's probably an inch and a half, so it's going to be. And, we push an inch and a half, several hundred feet, without any problem at all.
Okay.
So that's not a big deal.
So on our next commissioner's court meeting, we can hire Bob without going out for bid, can't we?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I should have already looked that up. My apologies.
That's okay, no.
It's usually under professional services and...
I do believe that he's exempt, but
I think you're right.
100%.
And also, we don't have to go out for bids if we have this one construction guy that did some work for Wood County, and he's under the buy board.
I'm sorry, Jim.
He's under the buy board. And that way you don't have to work for bids. And this guy did something. Bill Travis knows him very well. Mm-hmm. He says he's a fantastic construction guy. And if he's within the ballpark, what we think. Now, if we think he's too high, certainly we can.
Oh, well, if we can do that. I can take the drawings we've got now, and I can put you up a really pretty close estimate of the cost.
Yes.
Materials and labor and everything else. Yes. And then, let's say he comes in at $200 a foot, we know that's high. More than likely, what you've got there now, it's probably going to come in under $100 a foot. So I don't know how many.
You think it'd be less than
6,000?
6,000 square feet, yeah.
You think it's structural steel there?
Well, that's true, yeah. We've already.
That's $20 a foot right there with the roof.
Yeah.
Not even installed. So, the concrete's going to be about $10 a foot. Then we start adding it all back up, but it may be around $100 a foot.
Man, I'd be tickled to death with that.
Yeah. And, it shouldn't be much more than that with what you've already got there in on the side.
Really?
Because the structural steel in the roof was about $225 a foot.
Yeah.
And I would say typically you're going to build a new one from scratch, $125, $150 a foot, but you've already got that working place.
Yeah.
So that should be a pretty good savings already.
Man, that's great.
And then, with the drawings, we'll just reuse everything that's there. Keep all the column lines intact. And I'm sure.
The parking lot, we're going to build a parking lot.
The parking lot would be addition to that, because that's just the building cost. Usually, if you want to do asphalt, that's running about $455 a square foot of paint area. So that's just a matter of how big you want to make it, and we can put that in there. Typically, it's about 350 square feet of stall. So if you want to do, let's say, 40 stalls, about 12,000 feet, then about $50,000.
Yeah. Well, we're still doing pretty good.
And that's just real ballpark cost.
That's that's all.
You see, haven't I got? You see it right? Or is that?
That was with him.
That's with him.
That's with him.
Right. Okay.
Now, just for everybody, I'm not a licensed architect.
Right.
I have a degree in architecture, but I'm a construction manager, basically.
Okay.
Design build for the most part.
Okay.
And been doing it for close to 50 years now.
You're not that old.
I'm old. Yeah. He forgets because he's younger.
Well, I ain't much younger. I'm old man. I hit 60.
Well, take Charlie as an athlete.
You used to be the youngest guy on the court. I ain't the youngest guy anymore.
Thank goodness.
Cody is.
Bobby Gatewood 1 year ahead of me, I think.
Almost two.
74?
I graduated in 74, so you were 75?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said you
still kicking him football away.
So you were saying? Okay. You were saying the same?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were one behind.
Good.
That's why you have to think of old timers.
You're
still kicking football? Jerry Carlos kicked the football,
I'd end up on the ground. Anybody got any questions about what we did do?
So now, Bob, you're saying for 100, we'll just cheat hop. 100 is quarter, a square foot, that's turnkey. That's us walking in the door.
That should be, yeah.
That's about $700,000.
Yeah, man, that'd be great.
No, square footage, yeah, but that's gonna be a good flow.
It's $6,000.
You'd like to take the risk of money by moving there?
You gonna share that money?
Yeah.
We're gonna stop too.
Well, I'll jump aside. We've got to figure out what we are gonna use it for.
Let's get to this one.
Let's get this done. Let's cross one bridge at a time.
Yeah, because right now we've got 1.262.
Let's buy some land.
Non-operable.
Yes, sir, man.
I guarantee you are. I know you are.
$93,000, which is the.
Y'all thought I was gonna get that meeting last year.
Well, they did, but I'm talking about contracted, okay?
Oh, the drop, the name, we can talk to us.
So we've got 1.2.
Bob, show it over here, we got.
Robert, help Bobby.
Well, the only thing I haven't added is, this is what.
One side is.
One side?
But.
We're dead, half of it left alive. Half of it's gotten changed. We're getting one of these.
$20 million.
This is Mr. Eddie offers to him.
See, we still have public relief money left. We still have some public relief money.
We got the bird.
Yes, that has no respect.
I didn't realize that.
And no rules, because that's a reimbursement.
And then the other thing.
Are you reading?
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
I think that's our government.
Did you really?
Well, we saw it, that's my favorite word. Well, they're not the only board, they're high, so they got it. Lamar Cannon.
The only thing, no problem.
Yeah.
Once we get stuff back in there, that'll be. I'm gonna tell them, you need to allow your elected officials to do a priority list. Things that they might need in their office, things they might want to change. Remodel.
Over the top for, to leave here, put Franklin County on site, so he's gonna go somewhere, they just go somewhere like that. Probably gonna put a tax can of that car, my vehicle here, no charge. That's one thing. Drive county vehicle when you go somewhere.
That's just another vehicle to keep up our problem.
Ricky should be the only one. I told her I wanted a bar Tahoe. County Tahoe, name on the side. If we go to schools, or if I go to Atcom, to Texarkana, if I go to Dallas.
I think it's still bad, it's straight now, this is a real. Take a big war.
Yeah, that's one, actually, that's one.
I know, you got another shot.
Exactly.
But yeah, we have $183,000 left of public relief money that has no strings attached to it whatsoever. And we have 1.262 of the ARPA money.
One point what?
262, so together it's $1.445 million. And the COVID relief money was the very first money we received due to reimbursing for overtime stuff for the officer. Well, not just overtime, it was salaries.
Salaries, okay.
For the officers out there. When Josh was still here. That was beginning 2020 when we did that. It's $551,000. We have $183,000. It has not been.
Okay.
Now, ARPA money will require, you know, us to run through some hoops, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, that's where you were paying them $100,000, $104,000.
I just got a $20,000 real fund.
But actually, what we got here, basically what we're going to do is go ahead and take the new layout, go ahead and get it put on cash, so you know, we can get electronically and send it out electronically to everybody and still get bids that way, whether it's through the new guy or we do it through like individual subcontractors. And at this point in time, we can do it either way. You know, we've done that before where we had one guy bid the whole thing and then did it with several subcontractors. And normally with individual subcontractors, you use a lot of local labor, and it may not be much cheaper, but a lot of times it's a little bit cheaper, maybe not a lot. But still, you know, construction costs are basically the same anyway. It's just, you know, if you do it with local people, you have a little bit more putting money back in the community, you should say.
All right, any other questions?
Say it again, more like.
I said, I personally think that's what we should do. At least allow any opportunity.
Are y'all okay with next commissioner's court? Just if we want, we'll do a double check and put Bob as our.
I can't even back.
You heard me.
Y'all okay with that? Is that all right? You willing to jump on board with it?
You bet.
I will look to make sure that we are correct.
Okay.
So we're going to, anybody, is this going to go out for anybody to bid on that's qualified or?
What we'll do the public notice. I put it in the paper, usually put it in two different papers, but we have to put it at least here in the local one. Give them 2 weeks, and then we'll take the bids, whatever place and time we decide. Then we'll do that in a closed session, and you know, there may be people bidding it that really just not qualified to do it. And so we don't have to accept the low bid. And we'll do a qualification statement once we get the bids in. But then we can kind of go through and say, you know, this guy, they're all local, we can use those. If they're not local, we may still have to use them because they are the low bid, but and if they're not qualified, we don't have to.
Just get with Marla and tell her what your charge is.
Okay.
So we can approve that also.
Just send us a proposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be easy.
And then we'll,
do you want it as like to redesign the building and build it? Is that kind of design build, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I typically do.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to build. I don't want to get a bill so bad.
We can do it.
We need her
so
to
get all this in. It's the buildings and nowhere. I have a question.
Okay.
You know, since I have invested a lot of my time and effort in this project, now I'm going to be leaving. Do you think you can put my name on the front?
No, we're going to put it on the back. You're leaving?
Yeah. We'll put it on the back of the back.
We're going to get a stall on the back. I was going to say, when you write your name on the sewer pipe. All right, what else we need to do?
So, you guys got something you want to talk about?
Just to give you guys a heads up, that usually every year they allocate $25,000 for autopsies. We're at that mark already.
You do what now?
We're at that, pretty much at that mark already.
From this year. I suggest we do a budget amendment and probably put 50 on it.
Well, I suggest a budget amendment.
I let the end year go. I put this on cash.
Yeah, I suggest a budget
amendment. You can do another one.
So maybe we need to take some of that money that wasn't flagged for nothing.
Exactly.
What else we got?
So seriously, what we're talking about.
Equipment?
No. Y'all got $800,000.
Y'all who? Can you answer that for me?
They got $200,000.
Did Toby Gatchery get that?
No, but Precinct 2 did.
But Toby Gatchery.
I like the idea, we did send out a deal to all the elected officials, what they would like, what they need, a priority list.
Of things that they need.
Which means motor grader.
Yours can be a motor grader.
Tell me again, Marla, how much of that's available?
Well, it's gonna depend on this, but we have $1.4 or $1.5.
Almost $800,000.
$800,000, based on what we're talking.
Say $750,000.
$750,000, okay.
Yeah, if we stay in the budget with that, then it'll be about, we'll have about $700,000.
And I'll go ahead and put just a preliminary budget based on what I'll see here.
Yes.
And 75 parking spaces.
Okay.
And so we'll do whatever parking that. And that doesn't have to be asphalt, you know, some of it could be gravel, but if you want the asphalt, you know, we do whatever.
Okay.
But what we need to do now is to drive through the.
Do what? Yeah, it needs to be asphalt. And that's what you have, but take a lot cheaper.
This amount, that's not.
Yeah, I think, I have more time. What about the application for my replacement cuts off the first? When y'all can win, to start that process?
How many applications do we have? How many applications have we had?
Two, is all I know.
I was gonna say, that's all I know.
Landslide.
It's a great job, everybody wants it.
Have we got any more applications, Judge? Just two.
I'm about to see that, Byron.
Oh, yeah, we need to sign.
That may not carry.
Here's the one with both $280,000.
Okay.
No.
Oh, what's this?
Not saying.
To that?
Just you do it.
What is that? I'll try to come up here tomorrow, but you just tell me when you.
We have criminal.
Do what?
We have time for that.
Okay.
They want, no, we can't. Let's bring in a little group.
It'd be a very long interview.
Should not be a very.
Oh, it's not meant to try, I would even look here tomorrow.
And y'all need that 1 hour and that's just one thing to ask her, and just with it on.
Huh?
Y'all need to ask her to give you the job, but yeah, any time more after, we'll be done.
That's cool.
You'll need to ask her, and you come in with y'all, we go into the executive session to do the interviews. With the two people we have.
Very good question.
Was that losing that moratorium we're talking about?
That's right, moratorium we're talking about. That's it.
So do we have a day?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
If we've been getting paid an hour, it wouldn't make money.
Hey, guys, we don't talk about applications until y'all are still on moratorium, but that's a done deal right now. I got it, here.
Talk about what?
I didn't sign that.
He was on the phone just a second ago, yeah, you didn't sign that.
That one?
Yeah, this is, you signed it earlier.
We just had to get there and change the days. Interviews.
The application thing closes on the first, right?
Application closes on the first, we don't want to do any of the deal for this.
Oh, they do close on the first?
Where are you going? You got.
I gotta go to the bathroom, man. No, I'm gonna wait, hang on.
No, please go.
They got a turn.
We up here, I hope not, I know the journey.
Recession earlier, the earlier group.
We could have had to go. Yeah.
They got a third one.
Okay.
Yeah, a third.
Oh, man. All right, so Monday, so Wednesday's the deadline.
Wednesday at 3:00.
3:00, okay.
Yeah.
And the 7th, I will be, the next week, I'll be in Lubbock all week.
Yeah.
And then we got Commissioner's Court, the 13th. Do y'all want to do it like that afternoon?
Why don't y'all do it Friday?
Friday?
Yeah. But why not Friday?
People go home at noon on Friday, that's all that.
Well, that.
Do it Friday.
Everybody's up, it's work.
Not us.
Do your interviews Friday, you know, with, you couldn't take on that.
That's true.
No, we learned that the last time, we allocated way too much time.
Yes, we did. So let's, I think, watch, since we just got two, let's do the 17th.
Wait now, 17th?
Well, I won't be here.
The third.
The third.
That's coming this Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
Geared up?
Well, I got the congressman's gonna be here at 11 o'clock to do a meet and greet here at the courthouse at 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock, I got Rotary with the congressman. So you wanna do it Friday afternoon?
Which congressman?
Why can't you do it before the Friday morning?
Do it 9 o'clock Friday morning.
Why can't you do it at 8 o'clock?
I got coffee with you.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you didn't suck up for it.
There's no court.
No, that's just the state paper you did. I'm still working on the federal government.
What do you think, Mr. Smith?
Or do it Thursday.
I'm saying, get it done, get it over with.
Okay, 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Friday morning.
Okay.
How's that?
That'll work.
So one at 9 and the other one at
9:30. I'm telling you, it takes about 30 minutes. One at 9, one at 9:30. Would you, handle that? And tell them.
You want me to do that? I can do that.
If you don't mind, you say, Melissa, if you got Amy's phone number?
Yes.
And just tell her either 9 or 9:30, whichever one Melissa don't want.
I'll just assign.
And just, hey, have you some questions for?
I got that all ready for y'all. I'll bring it up here and put it in your boxes. I'm gonna make this for you.
Oh.
If you want to.
I'll take back what I said about you all here.
Okay, you do that. I will prove you wrong.
Being believed, stay until.
Interview with tax. Assessors, collector.
It's a shame, man.
We're gonna do it right here?
How can we get a new credit?
You want to make?
Okay. Courthouse.
That's where that goes. Are you doing one for the? For the copier, please? That's good.
All right, you're gonna handle it for me, right? And you're gonna bring the questions up? And you're gonna be in here with us, right?
You want me to be?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yes.
If she may have some questions, is that all right, y'all?
I am more than happy to defer to tax assessor collector.
I don't know.
Expertise on this.
That's where I take it, put all of it, give them registration. Okay, what else we got? What else?
I'm just glad to be here.
You know, I brought up about the electrical issue out there in the existing building.
Yeah.
What kind of timeline are we looking about getting this done, ready to move in?
I think probably about May 1st, probably.
Oh, easily. 2024.
So, do we?
I don't know.
Do you want to start that process of trying to get that fixed in the interim, or?
I've already ordered your issues. I've already ordered it.
That for the electrical?
Mm-hmm. Is that the transfer switch?
Transfer switch.
No, mine's another problem.
Oh, it is? Okay, I don't like that.
I'll let Ricky handle that problem.
Rework the breaker.
Rework something.
That's probably where our extra money's gonna go. Ricky's gonna want it to redo that back room down here.
It won't play that much to do.
So I'm saying that probably next up is record box then.
I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, because we got a lot of.
I do want to.
So.
But my thing is if you got a patch out,
service, so it really wouldn't have anything to do with what you're talking about here. But the problem here is transfer switch, trying to get it our upgrading system, which would transfer switch to do that. But what you're talking about is another on the panel. Basically, you don't have any bigger breaker or our sub panel.
So we might need to. go ahead and fix it.
Which might be too long, yeah.
Okay, but here we go.
Who's ordering your part for that? Or just call him and tell him that they got it.
That's the simplest.
Do the circuit.
Mm-hmm, do it at the same time.
Circuit breaker.
Because part of that panel may actually be controlled by the transfer switch.
Because it's gonna have to be done either, if it's completely separate issue, because you're gonna utilize it.
I'm gonna say, she's got a bomb, I don't have a problem.
Where's the plug in?
That's hard to stop board, because, I mean, I know that all those burners don't run the same, I know you got a lot of stuff, but those burners don't run all the time, I mean, they're power on, they don't.
Yeah, they're power on.
They're not running, they're set on standby. It's hard to understand why you did this, and it's all over that time. I didn't want to wear it, so I had to.
Hope so, I mean, I've been like.
Maybe the key, fix that, maybe not, I'm not sure.
My storage building, about half of it's on a breaker, that's on another breaker. I go over the breaker, I put my ball on, I'm plugging in my holder.
Tell them, I don't know what's going on.
What about the fire suppression on that building, do we have to have that?
6,000 feet, no. Anything under 12,000 feet that's got an isolation of so many feet per another building, you don't have to have the fire suppression.
It's got a riser out there.
Does it?
Yep. They already pulled all the plumbing, pretty much all the plumbing come out, and like the other pipes they have.
Conduit?
There's a 6-inch water line?
There's supposed to be.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
They're supposed to put 6 in there, they just used 4.
That's right, they put a 4-inch riser in there.
That's where it all got held up, start with the same.
Oh, I thought it was the plumbing that was wrong size, not the fire riser.
It was too.
I don't know about that.
I'll double check, but.
And I'll stick 4-inch plumbing.
I ain't talking to you.
Don't like it now?
You got toll burden stuff.
You got toll burden trailer.
Do you know what I mean, I could get those out of the road.
I wouldn't go back there.
You are sharp with that accent. I'm putting grass on that.
That's right, I was wondering how you done found out.
You expect any less from the man.
But you have a doubt that you have.
You got a left for that.
I know it.
Are we ready?
He called. That's a county attorney problem.
We ready for?
So we maybe get.
I just like being here, I just like how this environment. I just stay here a little while longer, you're okay with that.
You're welcome.
This is kind of like a support group.
Does anybody other than Scott Smith have any things to auction off? We'll get the auctioneer to get the auction.
I don't know, Ricky, you got anything to auction off? Any cars? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna trade them in.
Do what?
I'm gonna trade them in.
Oh, are you okay?
I got a whole lot full of stuff. Oh, bucket truck. What do you wanna do with bucket truck?
We need to get probably to get rid of it and get you one.
You want another?
They're gonna work on it.
You want another one?
Yeah, that one is out there, I would advise my guys to get in.
Well, that's, when I found that the other day, it don't even have to be outriggers, I'm like. You can get my fat stuff up in there, put it in the outrigger.
Yes, yes.
Scott, what do you think?
I think we gotta get rid of it, I think.
Okay, it's in the line out there to the auction hall, but I just wanna make sure first.
Just got a whole file in there, I'm waiting.
along with all the other stuff, I guess.
Hey, also, if y'all want to go out of the East Annex, I see about millions of
people. I went out there a while ago. I mean, it's a mess up there, but.
The building's a mess?
I'm on the inside. I mean, it's just.
Oh, we're talking about the new storage building.
Oh, the new storage building? They got rats.
Now, they're probably in carpet, Lisa, so they're gonna have to get moving. But that's done.
Well, I mean, it's going to take much to clean out. I'm just saying, well, just
get it done.
Not knowing where exactly everything is going to go, because I don't remember where the plans were, but.
And I'll tell y'all, the treasurer's office is having carpet Monday, so they'll be moving Thursday and Friday. So if you need any business taken care of, you probably need to take care of it prior to Thursday and after Monday. They'll be on the struggle list.
They have a treasurer's office after Thursday. Before Thursday. Yeah.
Yes, because they're gonna be cleaning all those cabinets. They're gonna bust all that out.
I thought they had to clean it.
All those cabinets, yeah, all those cabinets on the floor that's built in, they're all coming out. And she's got a cart. Yeah. So just steer clear of Mr. Bill, because he probably won't be a happy camper.
Oh, Bill, I didn't know we had to use Bill.
Going up our march.
The first night. Put it off. Well, if they okay, if they can come over and look at those offices where she's at and see about how we can reach you to their standing room. I think that things are going to be pretty much just like over there. Remember, no those there in walls.
Have who come out there?
Yeah,
I'm not after that.
Just be out. I'm not going to have all that. I'm not going to figure out all the glass.
Would you? Are you doing this thing? You ready to go?
Size of box, got it.
I think I like a motion with his germ.
Who seconded that? I heard it out there, I think. Who did the second?
Jerry Strauss.
Oh, did he? Because it bounced off the wall.
Now, three.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Is there any more discussion? On favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We're done.
Thanks for answering.